Homeless people are on their feet a lot. They search for food, shelter, and work. But they don't often spend much time taking care of their bodies or their minds. WHYY's Aaron Mozell reports that a new program in Philadelphia aims to change that through dance.
It's Friday afternoon, dance time at Broad Street Ministry in Center City. First, a little warm-up.
Start to roll the head to the right. Good. Start to roll the head to the right.
Inside the church's spacious sanctuary, about a dozen homeless people sit in a circle with John Martin, a longtime dance instructor with the Pennsylvania Ballet. He comes here each week to lead what he calls a soiree, an hour-long workshop. Martin says the goal is simple.
Just to start moving, just to get them moving in ways that they may have not been doing for a while.
Broad Street's executive director is Michael Dahl. He says for a population that doesn't typically have good access to health care, the class's physical benefits are obvious. But there's more to it. He says homeless people are also aesthetically insecure, meaning they don't have much access to beautiful things or moments that make them feel beautiful.
The ability to come in and think of their body as an instrument for art, and to lose touch with their body, to use it in beautiful ways, to me is, it's transportative.
And a vehicle for hitting the pause button on the constant stress of simply surviving. Dahl says that break from the day-to-day struggle of being homeless can give people the mental space to think about getting back on their feet, the metaphorical ones.
You get a chance to start thinking of things that are higher order, about what are my hopes? What are my dreams? What am I going through? Can I work through issues that are bothering me?
Jabril became homeless about 2 years ago after an uncle he was living with died, but he's always been the creative type. A lot of drawing, not much dancing. Still, Jabril says he enjoys Martin's class. It lifts his spirit.
They don't judge how you dance. you express yourself and do what you can, and it works out.
We're withholding Jabril's last name to protect his privacy and his chance to find permanent housing.
And reach and put it down. Right arm goes over. Oh, wonderful way to start a Friday afternoon, yes?
The warm-up over, the chairs are cleared for some ballet. Followed by a line dance backed by an aging boombox.
JT is the artist, Justin Timberlake, yes? All right, Mimi, get some shoulders going in it. Get some hips going in it, yeah? Get a little, let go a little bit.
Letting go, that's easier said than done. Kimberly has been homeless for a little over 2 years after an injury forced her to file for disability.
It's not very relaxing, and then a lot of times you get moved from place to place because the police don't want certain people at a certain location. Even though you're not doing anything wrong, you're just sitting there quietly. It gets frustrating.
She says the arts have always been her way of blowing off steam. She says she feels great after the ministry's movement class.
Very calm, very just sedated, kind of like I just went on a vacation.
Michael Dahl, the ministry's executive director, says the class is equally therapeutic for staffers who spend most of their time working through the challenges of being homeless with people trying to turn things around.
I know a lot of people that love to come by and just walk by the dance class, the movement class, because they know they're going to see smiles. They're going to see people enjoying themselves. They're going to see a wonderful moment. And we hang on those moments because that's what fills us back up to come back the next week and do what we do.
The current version of the workshop will wrap up with a performance at the end of the month, but there's already talk of keeping it going. Aaron Mozell, WHYY News.